Welcome back. Lesson 12. Complete these sentences. First, listen to the example.
Diana and Tony decided to help solve
the murder.
Now repeat.
Diana and Tony decided to help solve the murder.
Okay, ready? Complete this sentence.
Tony took a picture of
the Stamford Treaty.
Now repeat.
Tony took a picture of the Stamford Treaty. Tony took a picture of the Stamford Treaty.
Okay, complete the sentence.
The treaty is worth
a fortune.
Now repeat.
The treaty is worth a fortune. The treaty is worth a fortune.
Complete this sentence.
Tony thought there was a connection between the treaty and
the killer.
Right. Repeat.
Tony thought there was a connection between the treaty and the killer. Tony thought there was a connection between the treaty and the killer. Tony thought there was a connection between the treaty and the killer.
Very good. Next sentence.
Diana heard a noise and saw
a stranger.
Now repeat.
Diana heard a noise and saw a stranger. Diana heard a noise and saw a stranger.
You're doing great. Let's continue.
Victor Chapman is
an art dealer.
Okay, repeat.
Victor Chapman is an art dealer. Victor Chapman is an art dealer.
Complete this sentence.
He wants to buy
Indian objects.
Now repeat.
Indian objects. He wants to buy Indian objects.
Next sentence.
Tony thinks the treaty in the drawer is
a fake.
Now repeat the sentence.
Tony thinks the treaty in the drawer is a fake. Tony thinks the treaty in the drawer is a fake. Tony thinks the treaty in the drawer is a fake.
Complete this sentence.
On the night of the murder, Philip Tate was
at home.
Good. Repeat.
On the night of the murder. Philip Tate was at home on the night of the murder. Philip Tate was at home. On the night of the murder, Philip Tate was at home.
Excellent. Now we're going to review irregular verbs in the past tense. First, listen and repeat these irregular verbs in the simple form and past tense.
Come. Came.
Give. Gave.
Take. Took.
Think. Thought.
Leave. Left.
Hear. Heard.
See. Saw.
Go. Went.
Steal. Stole.
Put. Put.
Fine. Now answer the following questions with a complete sentence, like this. Did Diana and Tony go to the museum or to the library?
They went to the museum.
Do you understand? Good. You do it now. Did Diana and Tony go to the museum or to the library?
They went to the museum.
Did Ben give everything to the museum or to the police?
He gave everything to the museum.
Did Tony take a picture of the treaty or of the museum?
He took a picture of the treaty.
Did Tony leave the museum or the school?
He left the museum.
Who heard a noise, Diana or Tony?
Diana heard a noise.
Did she see a stranger in the hallway or in the hospital?
She saw a stranger in the hallway.
Did the lights go on or off?
They went off.
Did Philip steal the treaty or the Indian objects?
He stole the treaty.
Did he put a real document or a fake in the drawer?
He put a fake in the drawer.
Okay, very good. Finally, let's go over some of the auxiliaries you've learned in the last few lessons. First, let's review what each of the auxiliaries means. Listen and repeat.
Should means to advise.
Must means it's necessary. Mustn't means it's prohibited.
Have to means it's necessary. Don't have to means it's not necessary.
Had better means to warn.
Can means be able to.
Could means it's possible.
Couldn't means it's not possible.
Let's, or why don't we, means to suggest.
Now make sentences with appropriate auxiliaries. Listen to this example. Advise a friend to study tonight.
You should study tonight.
Now you try it. Tell a friend that it's necessary to study tonight.
You should study tonight.
Good. You have to study tonight is also correct. Now tell a friend that it's prohibited to smoke here.
You mustn't smoke here.
Okay. Next, warn a friend not to drink and drive.
You'd better not drink and drive.
Very good. Now tell a friend that it's impossible for her to know the answer to that question.
You couldn't know the answer to that question.
Next, tell a friend that it's not necessary to put his name on the form.
You don't have to put your name on the form.
Tell your friend that it's possible for her to talk to the teacher.
You could talk to the teacher.
Okay. Now tell a friend that he is able to come in now.
You can come in now.
Now suggest that you and your friend take a walk.
Let's take a walk.
Why don't we take a walk is also correct. This time, advise a friend to buy a new alarm clock.
You should buy a new alarm clock.
Now tell a friend that it's not possible for her to be hungry.
You couldn't be hungry.
Warn a friend to lock the door.
You'd better lock the door.
Tell your friend that it's possible for him to stay in a hotel.
You could stay in a hotel.
Finally, suggest that you and your friend go to the movies.
Let's go to the movies.
Why don't we go to the movies is also correct. Very good. You really learned a lot. And this is the end of Lesson 12.